This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're approaching the second half of the year, so we're going to take this opportunity to look back at all the developments in 2025 so far and then get a preview on what lies ahead. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gaines. All right, we're talking stocks, so let's bring on J.J. Kinahan, former CEO of IG North America and president of Tasty Trade here in Chicago. JJ, always great to have you on the Gaines podcast.
Always a pleasure to be here with you, Andy.
Yes, and as we're heading into the second half of the year, that's where I wanted to kind of start things off today. I'll have you give us a preview in a second, but pretty crazy year so far, so let's just kind of recap the first half and then we'll talk about where we're headed.
Sure. The first half of the year has been actually incredible. You know, we continue to see new highs on the S&P 500, on the NASDAQ, et cetera. And, you know, at least for the shorter term, I think this can continue, Andy. And if you think about what's happened in the first 6 months, we continued to rally. And does anybody feel this sense of missing out? And the answer is actually no. You're not hearing people say, I have to buy now, I have to be involved now. And it really has been one of the most phenomenal things about this rally to me. If you compare this to the rally, you know, during COVID time, it was everybody felt they had to be involved. In this one, it's actually quite the opposite. People are almost afraid of the economy right now, so they're very reluctant to put their dollars to work.
The contrarian in me really likes that, and it kind of speaks to you know, that fear of missing out, the lack of it being there right now. That's actually a good thing for the markets.
It really is. And, you know, I've always joked my whole career, the market will do what kind of screws the most people.
But it's, you know, we've talked about that before. And yep. I believe you're spot on with that. But go ahead.
Yeah, at least in the short term. And because it does kind of, you know, it takes you to your point of pain. And so with that, we're seeing it a little bit again, and that the path of least resistance actually right now is to the upside, because, you know, you have guests on every day at noontime, and how many people have been talking this market down, telling you what's wrong with it? I'm not saying it's perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but at the end of the day, we keep hitting new highs.
And you know, part of it, I do think, and people should never do this, this goes both ways. A little bit of politics getting in the way of people's investing in the way they're seeing things as well. Do you agree with that? Do you sense that?
Yeah, I think, you know, this has been something that's happened forever. Maybe it's a more glaring at the moment, but I do believe that people see what they want to see or see what they think they should see rather than what's actually happening.
You know, what made me think of that was we got a little bit of a tick up in inflation. yesterday, and immediately they almost went there, you know, about the tariffs and the policy, mm-hmm. and I think that kind of speaks to it. Explain what you saw.
Well, I agree. There has been some of that, but I think that at the end of the day, as I said earlier, it's all around. Hey, I may not love this, but the market likes it, and the market continues to go higher, and Bitcoin continues to go higher. And so, really, the major things that most people have their money in are just continuing to march higher. And you may say this is terrible, blah blah blah. But if you have a 401k, if you have an IRA, you're probably pretty happy at what's going on right now because the market's loving it.
And, you know, as they say, the trend is your friend and it is marching higher. And then you actually kind of touched upon the other aspect of this. You know, I'm a crypto guy big time. Bitcoin and the likes have really come back strong, and Bitcoin just being the leader here. Thoughts?
It's been an absolute, I mean, a horse. What else can you say? It just doesn't seem to stop. And, you know, obviously there are some perhaps political implications there. If you think about the last SEC compared to this SEC, and in terms of what they're letting happen with, and I'm not saying in a bad way, but the regulations seem to be a little bit different. There, you know, we seem to have an administration that's going to try and find a way to let stable coins work. All this is coming together to really strengthen the argument that, you know, how many times 4 or 5 years ago did you hear people say, oh, this crypto's never going to last, these are all crazy people. Yet the cards keep falling their way over the last couple of years. And so we're really headed to a much different, you know, people talking about tokenization of stocks. We're just in such a different environment than we were just 1 year ago.
Yeah, I mean, the blockchain technology is here to stay. And we've been talking about crypto now, especially some of us early adopters, for well over a decade. I mean, way more than that. And so it seems like it's way more than, it's past the fad point at this point. And you have, you know, serious institutions really starting to adopt this and, you know, offer it for their clients. So there's really adoption here. And I think it'll just continue to grow.
Well, you know, I don't see what will slow it down. And at the end of the day, what always ends up happening is technology drives things. And this is new technology. And to your point, it's really the back end with blockchain technology that's driving a lot of different things. And you think about when people do talk about tokenization of stocks, you know, when I first started in this business, it took 3 days for a stock to clear. We are coming on an era when stocks may be able to clear immediately. So you know that the money's in your account, et cetera. So this is just, you know, technology continues to march us into new areas. You just want to make sure that we have the security around it and we have the regulation around it. And this is a big week, actually, in Congress for some of the crypto legislation.
And then the, you know, now we'll move to the set. So we kind of recapped, you know, the first half of the year. Let's look out to, you know, the second half and what you anticipate as we head into the end of the year. It seems like we do have some momentum to the upside, and you talked about that. But how are you playing markets going into the back end of the year, and kind of give us your forecast?
Well, you know, again, no one knows. If I did, I'd I'd be on a yacht in the Virgin Islands. So, but that all said, I think that what really is kind of the thing that everybody's sort of waiting around for to see what will happen is interest rates. And will we get these, you know, will we get these interest rate cuts that so many have really been planning for, a rate cut? And so with that, there's only about a 55% probability of that happening. You know, last week, this was about a 65% probability of this happening. So again, as Chairman Powell has said, that he needs to see what the reactions are on the tariffs. With the tariff dates rolling out a little bit, this is just a big unknown. And the other part of it is, you know, the president did give a vote of confidence to Chairman Powell today. It's one of the reasons the market rallied back. So I think that that's the wild card in the room. And the one thing that makes me a little bit nervous, even though we seem to be on a good earnings season right now, is the uncertainty still around tariffs. It is causing some businesses, in my opinion, to hold back spending. And that's the part that you can go for a while with that, but as we head to the second half of the year, particularly for the fourth quarter, that was what makes me the most nervous, quite honestly, Andy.
Well, and they always say markets like to climb a wall of worry, and you see that often, and that's kind of what it's doing right now.
Oh, it's a wall full of worry, and it all ties into where we started this. It's the uncertainty, it's rate cuts, it's people, because they're uncertain, not necessarily wanting to invest in the market. So this path of least resistance continues to be higher.
And then areas that are going to be poised in the second half of the year, you think best poised to move? Are there certain sectors, certain areas of the market that you like right now?
Absolutely. And I think for the second half and beyond, it really has to do with a lot of those firms that are involved in nuclear energy. Everybody talks about so much the, what's going to happen with AI? How's everybody going to use it, et cetera? And the underlying thing that people don't talk enough about is what is the things that are going to power it? And I think that that's often overlooked as to how much power it takes in order to do this. So we've seen some rallies in these stocks earlier, but many of them are off their highs. So many people forget that GE, if you look at the GE nuclear energy stock, GEV, it's a spinoff that does their nuclear, gas, hydro, and energy. It has had an unbelievable year so far. Stocks like BMX Technologies, BWXT, these are stocks that are involved in nuclear energy that have had good years, and they're off. Most of them set all-time highs about a month and a half ago, and I just really feel that that's an area that you want to be involved with going forward.
You know how you, on your trading platform, you can divide your investments into little portfolios. I call mine Atomic. The two that I've really liked there is Centrus Energy, ticker LEU, and then another one that's a little more fringe is UR Energy, URG. I'm with you on this. I think that is a big play going forward, and they're going to need energy. However this all plays out, they're going to need a ton of energy to run all of this.
And if you listen to people who are really involved in AI, I always find it interesting, as I listen to them talk, they don't talk about the technology and what it can do as much over the last few months as they talk about the need for energy. You know, we saw it with Meta buying some plants about 6 months ago, and that's what really started people to start to be more aware of it, and the stock started to rise. But I still think we're in the very early innings of what we're going to need. Energy has been an issue in many states. You know, we're lucky where you and I live in the Chicago area. It hasn't been too much of a concern yet, perhaps as much as it's been on some of the coasts. But it's going to hit everybody, and we have to continue to ramp up if we're going to compete in this space with some of our with some other countries.
How about, one of the things that I've been watching, and others as well, we've talked about it on the Gaines podcast, is the transports. And there's been a little bit of a weakness there and a little lagging. Just thoughts on the transports. I often talk about the Dow theory, and that's the one little hiccup here as far as having the Dow theory move into a more bullish stance. But the transports have been a bit of a lagger here. Just thoughts on that.
Well, I agree with you. And again, they're not sexy, right? People don't love to talk about railroads and trucking, but they're so important still to everything we do. And again, this is one where tariffs could disrupt some of the routes, could reduce freight volumes. So I think that that's something that you have to continue to watch. Now, we have seen some good numbers from at least the airlines recently.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to see, what do you get from the Union Pacific and Northern Suffolk, you know, railroads, et cetera. Those are the types of stocks that are just incredibly, incredibly important to us. And I think people often overlook these stocks because they're just not sexy, but they're what drives our economy overall. And I believe J.B. Hunt just had earnings, didn't they? And they were a little bit disappointing. Was it earlier this week or late last week?
You know, I'd have to check with J.B. Hunt. I have so many on here. Let me, in fact, I have to look. But yeah, we've just seen a lagging in the transportation, and that's just kind of one of the things that I'm watching as far as, you know, potential threat, you know, indicator of a threat to the downside. But I'm with you on energy. I think the momentum is to the upside. I mean, crypto is obviously another sweet spot. What other areas of the market that people might not really think about right now that could be an opportunity?
Well, I think, you know, retailers are always an interesting one to me, but they're always so hit and miss, and in my opinion, very difficult to fall in love with. But they, for those who are listening who like to be more stock pickers, if you will, I think that those are always interesting because you do have stocks like Gap just had really, really nice earnings. But now you're looking at maybe something that if you really want to be a contrarian, and I know you love to be, Andy, every single time we
yes.
I'm on, we talk about it, you know, then you look at perhaps something like a Target and you say, is it as bad as perhaps it looks right now? Because they have had a little bit of a tough time recently, and there's, I believe, a change happening at the top. So, you know, that's the stock. If I just look back, we look back to the beginning of the year, you know, this is a stock that was trading above 130. It's closed today 101.34. So, you know, again, if you're willing to play a contrarian on some of these, it can be really, really interesting overall. But again, you have to play this sector, I believe, stock by stock.
All right, we'll continue the conversation with JJ in just one second. We got to take a quick break. But hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays. And I'll be right back with JJ after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back with JJ Kinahan, former CEO of IG North America and president of Tasty Trade here in Chicago. So, you know, continuing our conversation, you know, talking about another potential contrarian play here that I've just put on my list, and they're just so big and they've been hit so hard, and that's UNH. United Health.
Yeah.
You know, I look at that stock and you look at the chart on it and, you know, it is throwing a dividend. I'm thoughts on UNH. Right? Would you be willing to, you know, maybe play the weakness there, or is there just?
Well, here's really what I feel about it. So this is a stock that was trading basically 5.95 at April 17th. It closed today at 292.49. So I think if you do put this, to me, is a stock that for those who trade options and are willing to be put a stock, this is when I might look at the options on there and say, I'll sell a put. You know, you can sell the 230 put for about $1.10, putting your break even at, you know, 228.90 with a stock that's trading 292. And that's for August, 30 days away. Now, there's a $35 expected move, which still puts it above that price. But again, volatility is high in there. The stock has just gotten, you know, as they say, beaten like a rented mule. And it's one that if you are going to play, you have to say, okay, I am willing to lose some money if it goes against me. But you can be a hero if you just get some sort of flattening in.
And then, you know, and in this case, it's not like a GE or some of these other big monsters where then they were on the long-term death march. I things aren't so dire there. Agreed?
I do agree, but, this is just the healthcare industry in general is just one that there are so many factors that go into it, from government, from insurance, hospitals, et cetera. It has to be, you have to be a little careful. Now, if you do say, okay, but I look at some of the other ancillary businesses like a Johnson & Johnson, I mean, what a great day it had today, right, Andy? The stock's up $9.61. This is a $164 stock. So, you know, you're talking about a 6% move. So, again, if you're going to play United Healthcare, you can look around and certainly make a bullish case for it. You just have to be a little careful going in. And when you start to see I like to look at not only the direct competitors, as I said, but a lot of the ancillary stocks and see what they're doing also.
Yeah, in that list that you were talking about, I have Amgen on there, AMGN. That's another one that I look in the area, or that sector. And another one that has been just decimated as well. And these were, I have these through a Dogs of the Dow portfolio. And another one was Merck. MRK. But certainly a volatile and interesting space nonetheless. As we're wrapping up the gains podcast, first of all, for us D-gens, you know, when you said earlier, if I had all the answers, I'd be in a yacht in the Virgin Islands. I'm such a D-gen that if I was on that yacht, I'd still want to trade.
And I do love that, and I love that you love the market so much, and it's all, I've been very fortunate in my life that I got into this business, and I love everything about it. But again, I think that I'm always careful of somebody saying, I know what's going to happen. I love most about the market, and I know you love about it, is that it humbles you every day.
Oh, that's the truth. And then give us one more area, ideas, we wrap up the podcast today that the Gains listeners should take a hard look at.
Well, you know, I think that the other sector, and going back to the conversation we were having earlier, Andy, about, you know, do you want to be a contrarian? And so since you brought up the United Healthcare, I'm going to bring up perhaps a contrarian area also, if you don't mind, my friend.
Yep.
And that would be housing, because there's nothing about housing right now that looks great in terms of what you see in terms of, you know, interest rates, et cetera, and, you know, rising mortgages. But you still got a stock like KB Homes up, you know, today, well over $1. So, you know, 1%. So, again, I just think that people still need places to live. They still want to live in nice areas. Yes, there is some setback because of interest rates, if you will. But if you have a little bit longer time frame, I'm not saying that the home builders are going to, you know, immediately rock it. But let's face it, you and I have been around long enough to know these interest rates are not outrageous compared to, you know, if you take a little bit larger picture. And I think once people get more used to them, it's going to be like, oh, okay, I still want to live in a nice home. I'm going to go buy one.
And, you know, it's funny you mention that, because talk about nice homes. One of the stocks that I've been buying up, just kind of playing off this contrarian. I love buying stuff when nobody's talking about it or it's completely out of favor, you know, hence contrarian. But
trying to be buying, right, Andy?
Yeah, exactly. And in that space, I like Toll Brothers, TOL. There's some other ones that are out there, but that's just the one that I'm kind of delving into. One last pick as we finish up the convo here.
Well, I guess the one that, again, is maybe not as sexy, but I just think an incredible stock. Their earnings have been great, and Goldman Sachs. I mean, I know that that seems like one that's so easy to say, but you look at what they've done, and I know that this earnings season, I think you have to bifurcate the banks from the rest of the market on this earnings season, because we did have that unusual activity in April. But this was a stock that was so out of favor for so long, and they seem to have really figured out all the issues they had internally and seem to be hitting on all cylinders at the moment.
Big thanks to J.J. Kinahan, former CEO of IG North America and president of Tasty Trade here in Chicago. Really appreciate you joining us. Oh, you know, one other thing. I wanted to give you a little love. J.J. Mentioned in Cranes. You know, tell the Gaines audience real quick.
The folks from Cranes were nice enough to name me as one of the most notable people in finance in Chicago. It's a great honor.
On top of that, a regular on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. So, big thanks. All right, that's going to wrap up the Gaines podcast. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on the notification so you know when a new Gaines episode drops. We drop Gaines episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.